Number 4.
The closer strikes.
Every moment you're on the field, you got a chance to be great. Yeah. Let's be great today. Yeah. All day. It's going to take every single one of us now. Let's go ahead and let's do it.
In Week 12 at Everbank Field, the Jaguars led the Tennessee Titans 21-19 with less than 4 minutes remaining.
60 yards, here, second and 10 play. It's incomplete and tipped and intercepted.
With the Titans driving in pursuit of the go-ahead score, Jaguars linebacker Russell Allen tipped a Jake Locker pass over the middle. Safety Dwight Lowry, nicknamed the Closer for his history of late-game heroics, made a diving interception and helped to secure the second Jaguars win of the season.
There's the snap. Blitz is coming. Locker turns and throws, and this one is tipped and intercepted and going back the other way. It's Dwight Lowry. He's got blockers, and he gets to the 40, and he spins. He stays on his feet to the 36.
The closer. The closer comes up huge, making the interception.
You know, the funny thing about it, I told him before the game, do what you did last year, end the game with a pick, you know, and it's ironic that he really did it.
Jeff Lagerman breaks down the play.
Dwight Lowry's interception against the Tennessee Titans, well, they call him the closer. He's lined up there on the slot receiver, back around the 45-yard line, and he's not really involved in coverage on the intended target. But because Russell Allen, who's the middle linebacker, ends up getting a hand on this ball and popping it up in the air, it allows Dwight Lowry to make the interception. Now let's take a look at this from the end zone because it's easier to see. Russell Allen's got to find the number 3 wide receiver, which is on the far side of where he's lined up at. He reads the eyes of the quarterback, fights the number 3, and really not a very good throw here by Jake Locker. It should have been more to the inside, but it allows Russell Allen to get his hands on the ball and an athletic catch by Dwight Lowry, making this interception. And this really put the game away for the Jaguars' win against the Tennessee Titans. And, well, he looks like he may have played a little bit of running back even in his past.